This is New England Public Radio News. The new year will bring new mayors to three cities in western Massachusetts, Agawam, East Hampton, and North Adams. In North Adams, Tom Bernard will replace Dick Alkenbright, who decided not to run for re-election after 8 years in office. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier recently sat down with Alkenbright and asked what he saw as his main accomplishments while mayor of Berkshire County's second largest community.
You know, one of the things that we said we wanted to do is open up government in the city of North Adams. You know, we wanted a more participatory realm here, and we wanted people to feel welcome and invited into their government to participate. The other thing was to really kind of broaden what our boards and commissions look like from a diversity perspective, and to certainly invite in more women, younger people onto those things. And I think we've really changed the face of what government looks like and acts like in the city of North Adams. I'm certainly not throwing a stone when I say that, but what I'm saying is it needed to be different. It was time for it to be different, and I think we've done that. And I think that's proven by the numbers of people who are now stepping up and wanting to lead.
Tom Bernard will be the third mayor since the mid-1980s. What's that say about this community?
First of all, I think John Barrett came in and created a wealth of stability for a lot of people politically here in the city, and certainly was you know, a necessary component of where we were coming from, say, in the early 80s. And my vision 8 years ago was to kind of, you know, build on that in the sense of, you know, opening the government back up, getting our finances back into shape, and I think we've done a good job at that. And I certainly think Tom is at next level. Tom is a very intellectual guy. I think he and I have similar personalities. I think he's a little more serious than I am at times, but I think Tom is ready to take the city where it is today and infuse his own vision, infuse his own dreams, and make it look like he wants it to look.
You mentioned the city's finances. In 2014, the State House News Service quoted you as telling state officials, quote, "We're broke. We're one cycle away from Detroit." Earlier this year, Standard & Poor's upgraded the city's bond rating, which certainly can be seen as a sign of stability. What was the reason for the turnaround?
From the bank geek perspective in me, you know, having the bond rating go from the A-minus with a negative outlook to an A-stable was something I really want a T-shirt or a hat to reflect that. That, quite honestly, is one of my proudest moments. We dug in from 2010 when I came in until today. We've dug in. We've managed our budget. Our budgets have grown virtually at just about 1.1% over each year over year, which is virtually flatline. You know, when I started, and at that time in 2014, we had at best a couple hundred thousand dollars in reserves. Today we have about $2.2 million in reserves, again, with flatlined and balanced budgets without use of reserves. So, you know, we've done a good job of turning that around. And the message I sent at the time with the state was that we needed an infusion of cash. And I asked for a lot. They gave me enough. They gave us $750,000 to fund some capital projects that we would not have been able to do without that. And when I went, quite honestly, I was desperate. And desperate people make desperate statements at times. But it's worked out.
Also in 2014, North Adams Regional Hospital closed. Has the city recovered from that, both in terms of getting health care? There are some outpatient services there, and also the job loss that was experienced.
So I think much of the job loss, and Berkshire Health Systems has more accurate numbers on this, but our campus up there now is really fully involved. We have more services, medical services there today than we did when North Adams Regional closed. What's missing in this, to the chagrin of some folks, is that we still don't have inpatient beds. But then again, that's something that Berkshire Health Systems will look at over time and see if there's a categorical need for that.
If you look at Berkshire County, there's been a population drop. There's been schools that have had to kind of look at what they're doing because there are fewer students. How do you see that affecting North Adams going forward?
Well, I think, you know, the student population is reflective of the overall population declines. And I do think that in my own opinion, I think education is the next largest financial problem that our communities will face here in Berkshire County. You know, if you look at northern Berkshire, we're geographically the size of Springfield with about a third the people, and we have seven distinct school districts. The true reality is if you built it today, you'd never build it that way. And there has to be, I'm very happy that our, you know, educational task force is taking looks at these things. I don't know that I'm 100% on board with some of the solutions they brought forward, but guess what? They're looking at it.
How about from the city side of things? The population's getting older, also the population going down. Certainly that hurts the tax base. How has it affected and how will it affect the city operational side of things?
Well, I think, we have to look at that. And this is why our budget growth has been so stagnated over the last 8 years, because we have been looking at that. We've done a lot of departmental consolidations. We've done a lot of not rehiring people back. I think the only place we've seen any growth in capacity and in staffing has been our police department, which, again, there have been issues that why we've needed to do that, and people accept that. But our school system is still strong. Our numbers are staying fairly consistent, and our population numbers are staying, again, fairly consistent. But you're right. We need that infusion of new young people. We need to replace the seniors that have either left and become snowbirds or unfortunately aren't with us anymore. Find a way to combat that aging population situation, bringing in new young people. With that, I mean, a lot of that is jobs and opportunity.
As you look back at your 8 years here in the corner office, do you have one thing that you regret or one thing that you wish you had handled a little differently?
I don't know if it's a regret or handled differently, except I'll classify it as two disappointments. Number one is the Mohawk Theater. I won't say I failed miserably at that, but the thought that I had and what we tried to work with, making that a collaborative kind of a project with MCLA, just certainly didn't pan out. And I wish Tom a whole lot of success. I think the Mohawk Theater has a bright future. What that is quite honestly anybody's guess. And the other thing that I don't think we've addressed well here, blight is probably the bad word. I think more our housing challenges more globally in the city of North Adams. We were built to house 22 or 23,000 people, much of it multifamily, much of it very close, and much of it getting very old and much of it in decay. So we don't have the population to support that anymore. So how do we look at our housing issues more globally and work towards addressing blight, but also addressing housing in general here?
So what's next for Dick Alkenbright?
Well, so I'm very happy to say I'm going back home. And for those of people who might know me, I worked with North Adams Hoosick Savings Bank. I started my career in 1973 to Hoosick Savings Bank, to Hoosick Bank, and then obviously now the Mountain One affiliation. And I spoke to those folks in June, and I'm very happy to say that I'm going back home. And again, it was a wonderful relationship. It was a wonderful place to work. It wasn't one day that I went to work thinking today's the last day I'm going to lose my job or there's going to be layoffs. And, I had so many friends in the factories and the mills and just in this area who had to leave here, who had to go from one job to the next. So I have a tremendous amount of loyalty. I'm very, very pleased that they're going to welcome me home, so to speak.
That was Dick Alkenbright, the outgoing mayor of North Adams, Massachusetts, speaking to New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier.